Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. Welcome to this week's Quick IQ episode. Today I'm going to cover a few questions that were sent in regarding the topic of intuition. And so first I'm going to go ahead and answer the specific questions from this email, and then I'm going to go ahead and share with you a few tips on using your own intuition and some things that you could do to start to really look at things in a different way. And so that's what we're going to cover today. And let's go ahead and dive in. So first and foremost, the email that was sent in reads, "I understood that the universe is communicating with each and every one of us all of the time, but we are not able to feel it due to how we operate with our conscious mind." Okay. She goes on to say, "My question is, does the body talk? Does it try to talk to the mind? Does it complain to the mind? Is intuition from the body or from the universe?" All right, so those are her questions, and we're going to go ahead and unpack each of these. And by the way, she then goes on to say, "Thank you for creating the IQ episodes. I love them. It is very informative as you explain the reasons some things work and others don't work." All right, so I do want to say first and foremost, you are so welcome for the IQ episodes, and you are so sweet, and I'm glad that you love them, and everybody's just been raving about them, which is really great, because, of course, every podcast episode, no matter how short or long the episode is, it does take time to create it, and so I'm loving that you love them, and that is my goal, of course, is to really help people to understand at a deeper level. So I love that, and thank you, and you're welcome, and also thank you for your question. This is a really great question, and let's go ahead and unpack all of this even further. All right, so for the first part where it says, "I understood that the universe is communicating with each and every one of us all of the time, but we are not able to feel it due to how we operate with our conscious mind," that is true, and so there's more than just the operating with the conscious mind. It's also that there is so much information being brought into the mind and subconscious mind throughout the day in so many ways that our minds are really busy, you know? So that's also part of it. And then, unfortunately, when people do go a lot of times to try to quiet their mind, they're not listening at a deeper level. They're actually trying to silence the information that's coming up. You know, we talked about not doing silent meditation for that reason, is because it's actually counterproductive. And if you happen to miss that episode of the top 5 pitfalls of meditation and mind programming, I'd strongly recommend making sure to listen to that. It's IQ 03, I believe. But either way, point being is that we definitely want to listen more with the mind. So we don't want to be too bombarded with information all of the time and occupying the mind all the time with TV and all kinds of stimuli and computer and social media and all those things. We definitely want to give our minds a break. But a lot of times when people do, then they're going into things like silent meditation where they're trying to quiet the mind, and you won't want to do that either. The goal ultimately is wanting to connect more with the universe and starting to follow your intuition a bit more. You know, part of the reason that my intuition developed, and there were many reasons, but one of them is because I did start to follow and connect more with my intuition, which is one thing that we are going to talk about coming up, is doing exactly that. That's one way that you can really start to expand the amount of intuition and guidance that you're getting. So again, we're going to talk about that even more coming up and just constructive use of your intuition. So we're going to go there. But first, I do want to go ahead and finish the questions from her email. And so the next question was, my question is, does the body talk? And the answer is kind of yes and no and yes. And basically, everything has energy to it. And so it's not necessarily that the body is talking or not talking per se. It's that it all has information to it. So I guess similarly, you could say, does a book talk? And you would say, well, no, not really, but does it have information to it? Absolutely. You just have to read the information. And so that would be the best kind of illustration for it, except for this is frequency information. So if you were getting information or data from something, then you can get information from the body. Now, that's the answer to the question that was asked. And we can also look at this in another way. When you say, does the body talk, you know, it's not exactly talking as we just discussed. You know, you can get information from it, but also when there is an issue, then it's always a check engine light, if you will. So there are warnings, so to speak, like every ailment is giving us some type of message. And we want to, of course, understand that, just like anytime a check engine light is on in a car, it's always giving you a message that something is off. And then what do? You take it to an auto place and they read the computer and they tell you what is off in the car. And so similarly, if there's an ailment in the body, if you check the computer or the energy, you see, okay, what is off with the energy that's connected to the problem? And so that's why we always talk about heal yourself, change your life, when you do understand what is going on with the body, why the energy's off, you know, what the ailment is linked to. You can shift that and simultaneously shift your life. You know, for example, let's say somebody's been feeling a lot of anger, then that energy is going out into the quantum field or to the world, and it's attracting more of the same. So then they're attracting one angry experience after another until they shift it. And so, of course, if that's linked to the pain, and you say, okay, well, why is this pain here? Oh, it's connected to anger. Then when you shift that feeling of anger, you simultaneously shift not just the pain, but also what you're attracting in life. And so there's always so many messages in what the body is doing. So when you say, does the body talk, that's the more complete answer to your question. And of course, you can see that on past episodes when I've worked with somebody to shift their pain and they've been able to release their pain. There's also that emotional pattern with it. So there's a lot of layers to that question of, does the body talk? But that's the complete answer. All right. So the next question she asked is, does it try to talk to the mind? Meaning, does the body try to talk to the mind? And, you know, the mind and body are linked in so many ways. And so, yes, they're always in communication. You know, even if you look at nerves and you think about the somatosensory cortex or nociceptors, basically, there are so many different connections going between the mind and the body for every little thing. I mean, if you grab a cold glass of water and your hand feels that it's cold, all of that sensory information is going through your brain. or if there's some type of pain in your physical body, you have nociceptors and there's the spinal thalamic pathway. And so there's a constant freeway of information going to and from the brain. And so that's quite a complex question, and it really depends on what part you're looking for. And so the short answer to your question of does the body try to talk to the mind, the short answer is yes. In a variety of different ways, the body is always talking to the mind, and the mind is always talking to the body. And so it goes back and forth. And so the next question that she had listed here is, does it complain to the mind? And I don't know that you would really call it a complaint, other than really just sending data back and forth. Like if there's a problem, it definitely sends that information to the brain. Now, I don't know that I would label it as a complaint, but you could call it that, I guess. You know, if there's some type of pain that's occurring, or some type of problem or ailment, or if you stub your toe or something like that, the body definitely lets your brain know. That's actually where the pain signal occurs, is in your brain. That's what notifies you that there's pain, and ouch, is in your brain. So there's that. Now, the next question she asks is intuition from the body or from the universe? And this is an interesting question to answer, because I could answer it in so many different ways, and it really just depends on how you're looking at this. And so technically, we could say both. I mean, if you're looking at receiving information, where you're getting it from, you could either say the body or the universe, because everything has energy to it. So if I'm working with somebody to help them to make a shift or release pain or change some type of physical ailment, then I'm asking information from their body and also from the universe. And so I'm getting information from both places, because again, everything is energy, and I want to be able to get that information to be able to help them. So if you look at it from that perspective, then you could say that intuition is coming, like information is coming from both. Now, if you think about on the receiving end of intuition, you could also say both. For example, you know, some people, they'll get this gut type feeling. Now, if you think about the gut, that is from the body. But of course, their mind is what's processing it. So technically, then you could say the mind is what's getting intuition. And so again, it really just depends on what angle you're looking at. But the biggest thing you'll want to note is that everything is energy. You know, if you think about the body, the physical body, it's emanating so much energy. And by the way, if you want to look at pictures of seeing the body with energy and all of that, you could look up Kirlian photography, and you could see that there's all kinds of energy emanating from the body. And so our bodies really are truly incredible. And by the way, we are going to talk even more about energy and all of that coming up on an IQ episode. So that is part of the reason that I also launched these IQ episodes, is so we could talk even more about the technical stuff. And so we are going there, but for this episode, I do want to make sure to make it quick and to the point and stay on the topic of intuition. And so that said, I want to share with you three things that you can do as you're working on developing your intuition even more. And the first is the most obvious, and that is connect even more with your intuition. And the thing of it is that all the time people might have an intuitive feeling come in, and many times they just kind of ignore it. You know, they continue to go throughout their day and they just wonder if it's going to happen or not. And what you'll want to do is you will want to pay attention to it and connect with it. You know, that is part of the reason that my intuition started opening up. And of course, my intuition opened up, and then more and more different mind gifts. But there were a lot of different things. But one of the things that I did is I started using it. And so that's what you'll want to do, is take a moment and really check in with your intuition and see what it's saying to you and connect even more with the universe or God, divine, whatever you want to call it. So that's number one. And again, that's the most obvious. Now, the second one is to make sure to interpret the information correctly. And ultimately, what you'll want to do is never jump to conclusions. Instead, you'll want to have an open mind. And you'll want to just kind of check in and say, okay, what does this really mean? And what else could it mean? And really have an open mind about everything. Because ultimately, sometimes you've probably heard before, people will say, well, I had a feeling that this was going to happen, and then it did. You know, and then you start to wonder, is it really that they had a feeling that it was going to happen, so it was intuition, or because our thoughts and our emotions help create our lives, did they then just manifest it? And of course, both. It can be either and both. It can be a warning that something's going to happen that's negative, and then also, because there's that warning there, there's the feeling that is there, and they're both helping to create some type of negative situation or whatnot. So, or hopefully it's a positive thing, you know, where somebody says, well, I had a feeling this great thing was going to happen, and then it did, which is awesome, okay? But you won't want to just take the information for what it is, because part of the reason that a lot of people don't get more intuition and more intuitive information is because they interpret it incorrectly. And, you know, imagine if you were going to send an email or a text message to somebody and you were going to send something that was helpful and they automatically interpret the information as devastating or terrible. You know, you wouldn't want to send that email because the person on the other end would immediately take it in a negative way. And then the person could then create negativity from that very email or text message or whatever it is. And so point being on this one is that you want to make sure to have an open mind and not jump to conclusions about any type of intuition, but instead really ask more questions. What is this about? Why? I wonder, you know, and really keep an open mind and ask why, which leads to number three, by the way, which is to make sure to use the information in a constructive way. You know, let it help you. So, for example, let's say that you have a feeling that something positive is going to happen. Awesome. Embody that feeling, you know, fully take in that feeling and enjoy it. Allow whatever it is to continue to manifest, you know, indulge in it. And the reason I say that is because sometimes people will have a positive intuitive hit where they feel like something great is going to happen. And then as a result, they get very skeptical. And so they go the opposite way emotionally. And again, you'll want to keep an open mind to everything, but make sure and indulge in the positive and enjoy and create positive expectation. Don't be afraid to expect positive things to happen. You know, I've heard of a lot of people who have been afraid to expect something positive because they don't want to get let down. But if you never expect great things to happen, then chances are you're not going to have that many great things happen in your life, not as much as if you really created that positive expectation. You know, even a simple illustration, you know, if a guy is wanting to have a date and he goes up and he asks a woman out on a date, but he expects to be rejected, chances are a lot higher that somehow he's going to do something subconsciously to end up getting rejected. And of course, you know, there's the conscious mind and subconscious mind, and there's a lot of different factors. But either way, point being is that you want to have positive expectations, followed by, of course, positive action. You know, if there's some type of action you need to take to make it happen, then definitely do that. You know, it's like if you do something and you're expecting it to work out, then your action is going to be more aligned with that positive expectation. And with that intuitive information, you know, if you have that intuition, you could also see if there's more things that you need to know, you know, just kind of feel into what is coming up for you. And that's not just regarding the positive, that is also true with any type of quote unquote negative information from intuition as well. You know, if something negative comes up, like you expect that something negative is going to happen, instead of just expecting it or waiting for it to happen, or worse, by the way, sometimes people will expect that there's some type of negative thing going to happen, and then they tell people, you know, I expect this is going to happen or that's going to happen, and then it does, and they go, see, I told you, I just knew that was going to happen. And again, did they create it and manifest it, or, you know, or what was happening there? But ultimately, what you'll want to do is just very simply, if you get some type of negative feedback or negative intuition, instead of believing that it's true, use it as constructive feedback to say, okay, what do I need to change? Should I change what I'm doing, or change what I'm feeling, or change what I'm aligned to? What is it that I need to change for this to resolve itself? So use it in a constructive way. And of course, ultimately, that's what I'm doing on every single one of these volunteer episodes. Now, of course, I'm going beyond just what you would call basic intuition, but ultimately, I'm getting information from a person's mind and body and the universe, and I'm taking that quote unquote negative information, and I'm looking at how to use that information in a constructive way to change it, to make their lives better. And so that's what I'm really saying here, is that instead of just taking the information at face value, you'll want to see if you can use it to help improve your life. Because if you're just taking the information at face value, then likely the universe or God divine doesn't want to just send you more and more information, because if you're just going to interpret it that something negative is going to happen or whatnot, then that's not so helpful. But if you're going to use that information, and even if it is quote unquote negative, to then improve your life, well, then it's helpful information. It's not just sending like doom and gloom, there you go, you know? It's helpful, you know, it's constructive. And that can help open things up even more. All right, so those are the three things that I'd strongly recommend doing as you're getting intuition coming in. And of course, by the way, if you missed episode number 85, on that episode, we did talk about ways to start getting and receiving even more guidance from the universe. And so if you are wanting to open things up even more and you missed that episode, I'd strongly recommend going back to check that one out. All right, so lastly, make sure to share this episode with a friend or family or somebody you know who could really use the empowerment. You know, the more our world is empowered, the more health and happiness and love and joy and more amazing our world is for all of us. And so that said, I just love that you are somebody who is continuing to look outside of the box and continuing to expand your mind and your heart and your energy. And it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.